You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Matty Rogers and Scotty Sattler in the chair tonight here on Sports Day. Time for a new segment.
The 18th Man with Scott Sattler.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a new segment each week. We're going to focus on a young player that you can watch each week. Sometimes players you don't know much about, so we're going to get into their lives, a little bit of their background. Some of these young players are going to be players we believe they're going to be around for a long time. So you can watch their progression throughout the season and be part of their development. That's what I used to love about when they'd have three grades on one day, under-21s, reserve grade, first grade, because a lot of the members used to turn up for the under-21s game. I mean, they watched the progression of a 17, 18-year-old, then they'd make second grade, then they'd make their debut into first grade. And we don't get a lot of that anymore. So on the back of that, we're going to try and bring these players into the focus. And the first man is from the Melbourne Storm.
We love finding those champions of tomorrow. And, of course, what they do is they recognise us for helping them.
Of course,
once we talk to them, they become guns. Yeah. So here's another one. Young Sunny Coast bloke. I want to find out the difference between living in Sunshine Coast and Melbourne. He's a back rower for the Storm. Trent Lero joining us on Sports Day. G'day, Trent.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
I can answer your question, Woogie, and you can chime in here also, Trent. The difference between Sunny Coast and Melbourne is that in the Sunny Coast, you drank full cream milk. In Melbourne, you now drink yak's milk.
Goat's milk.
Is that right, Trent?
No, geez. Yeah, I don't know about that. Still drinking full cream milk.
Yeah, good man.
Good lad.
So how's it going down there? How's been there? I mean, you've been down there from the Sunny Coast now, part of the system, the Sunny Coast Falcons, but then going down full-time to Melbourne the last couple of years, how have you found the transition, the different landscapes?
Yeah, mate, it's definitely very different living down here in Melbourne. It's a lot colder. Weather's not as good as up north, but no, I'm really enjoying it. It's such a great club, and I love being here. It's full of good people, and I'm just really enjoying my time down here.
Yeah, that's what I love about Melbourne. They've got good people around as well, Frankie Panisi and co. And so tell the listeners a bit of your journey, where you came from. I know you're from the Sunny Coast, Mountain Creek High, but what was the journey? How did Melbourne identify you?
Yeah, so grew up on the Sunshine Coast and played all my junior footy there. I went to Mountain Creek State High School where they have a footy program. So I played there from year 7 to 12 and then I sort of transitioned playing with the Falcons and played 16s to 18s there. And probably from about 16 or 17, the club sort of approached me and I was just in their junior academies from about 17 onwards, and straight out of school, come down and did a full preseason, which was pretty daunting. Just went back, played 20s back on the Sunny Coast, and ended up moving down full time at the end of 2019. So, yeah, that's about it.
Well, mate, it sounds like you're a real product of the Storm system, and you know the Storm have got a great record of producing talent. And just, people coming from sort of nowhere, that we don't know, and all of a sudden there's a star on the horizon. You've been down in Melbourne for a little while now. You've had, you've had a couple of pre-seasons. How's Bellyache approached this off-season? You've lost so many key players. I mean, it's upwards of 1,000 games of experience the club's lost. Have you noticed a difference in his approach to this pre-season to any others?
I reckon he's been a bit more stern with us. Obviously with some new boys coming to the club, just laying the law down. we've been very defensive focused this preseason. So last year there was a few games there where we definitely weren't at our best defensively. So this preseason has been ripping into each other defensively, and I think that's definitely what we're going to be taking in to this season. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, a couple of those players, in Kenny Bromwich and Felice Kaufusi, who've left the club. Obviously, there's some holes on those edges, given that's sort of where you'll float around. Has Craig given you any indication of what your role will be in the side?
Yeah, obviously, that's where I prefer to play, is on an edge. I played through the middle last year and filled in spots where I could. But, yeah, I prefer to play on an edge, and hopefully that's where I'll get to play this year. I don't know if I can say too much on here, but we'll just have to wait till Thursday night to see. But, yeah, definitely, that's my preferred position, yes.
That's a hook and tease in the biz, isn't
that's
it?
That's what we call it.
Hook and tease.
We got him.
Hey, Trent.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, don't say anymore. Frankie Panisi will be on the phone to her. Now, you just said that I can't believe you just disclosed something that Craig Bellamy has been sterner with you. I didn't think he could be any more sterner. That is scary. Now, have you been on the end of one of his tirades?
Nothing too bad. I remember my debut year, I played up north, and I remember coming at half time and he gave me a little spray, but I haven't been on the back end of anything too crazy, so hopefully I can keep it that way.
Yeah.
Now, good signing. Another good signing that's new to the club, and you talk about new players coming to the club, coming from the Warriors. I've been a fan of his ever since I saw him as a... He's about 17 or 18 playing in a lower grades game in Auckland, and that's Eli Katoa. He could be really special for the club, couldn't he? Tell us a little bit about his pre-season. Has he got used to the hard workload that Melbourne Storm, will they expect from their players?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ellie's, he's an unreal player. Even better bloke. He fit straight in. As soon as he got down here, fit in like so well. And yeah, mate, he's an unbelievable trainer, and he's a big freak of a human. I think he's about 110 kilos, moves like he's a winger. I think he's going to be real good for us this year, obviously with the departures of Kenny and Foose. So I think he's definitely going to be in for a breakout year.
Mate, you're a young fellow with a big future ahead of you, and you know there's a huge opportunity to fill some holes here, mate. Can you tell us what are your goals for this year, mate? What are you trying to achieve in your game, and I guess overall as a team?
Yeah, for me personally, I just want to play some good footy and make sure that I'm doing my bit for the team. I think that's the main thing down here is. Everyone doing their role to the best they can. So for me personally, I'd say that, just making sure that I'm doing my role each week to the best of my ability. And then obviously we want to be winning as much footy as we can this year. So I think that's another big thing. And we'll be striving to win as many games and go as close as we can to being there at the back end of the year. And that's the main goal, is trying to win a premiership. So I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, and obviously the season hasn't started, but just like I said, we want to be a consistent footy team, and we've got a good opportunity to start that off this week against Para, so looking forward to it.
Bellamy's philosophy, nice, you got three easy jobs, young man, just do them the best you can. Okay, we're going to put you under the blowtorch here. Okay, some simple questions, just about your teammates. So the first question is, Trent Lero, is if you could be any other teammate for a week, who would it be and why?
Oh, geez. I might have to say Kamikamitha.
Because of his body?
I don't know if you blokes have seen his rig. But
<That's>
if
ridiculous.
I was Tui, I'd be walking around the streets of Melbourne with my shirt off. So yeah. I'd probably say Tui.
Look like he's been chiselled out of stone.
In 2 degrees
ridiculous.
Weather.
Okay, who's the coach's pet? I mean, you're a young player. You don't want to say too much. But from your observation, who's the coach's pet?
I'd have to say... Munster or Harry, they're Belzer's two sons, long lost sons.
If one teammate, just by the way that if he's messy in the dressing sheds, if he's too loud, that you just couldn't live with, you couldn't live with him long term.
Oh, Chris Lewis for sure. I actually did live with him when I first moved down.
He's a school teacher.
He's a school teacher. Chris Lewis is 30 years of age, and I remember when I moved in with him. I don't think he had one shirt on a coat hanger.
Okay. Which teammate could do a comedy skit on stage? Who's the funniest teammate? Who can deliver the best joke?
You know who's really funny? I'd probably give that to Hughesy. Hughesy's just an undercover.
Jerome Hughes, yeah.
Yeah, Jerome Hughes, yeah. Undercover, cheeky little bugger. So I reckon he'd be good.
Okay, last one. You've got a two-man race, okay, to run for your life, and you have to bet on one of these players over 100 metres. It's Xavier Coates or Will Warbrick?
Oh, jeez. Jeez. Oh. I don't want to say the wrong answer here.
Your life depends on it.
Both, yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to have to go with my roomie, Xavier.
Oh, nice.
I'm
going
to say Xavier.
Nice. And Will Warbrick,
he's
going
to fit at the moment.
He's going to have a big career in rugby league. He's going to be great.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. I reckon he's another one in for a breakout year. So looking forward to seeing him.
Rightio, Trent Lerero.
What a good kid.
Yeah, great kid. Hey. But I want to ask him first, though, did you frequent the great nightclub at Mooloola Bar that was TGI's? Did you frequent that as a teenager growing up?
No, I think that might have been a bit before my time. What is it? TGI?
It used to be at Mooloola Bar Wharf. It had the
Trent, you're talking to a 50-year-old here. Yeah. So
you had the stickiest carpet.
It's well before
on
your
the
time.
Sunshine. I wasn't that long ago anyway. All right, I'll go then. All
I might have missed it. Might have been a bit before my time.
All right, mate. Let's just find out what's the dodgy club in Melbourne that you're hanging out with your Storm teammates. We won't worry about that. Listen, mate, Trent, thanks for your time. Good luck with the seat. You expected to win this week. You've won for the last 100 years, the first game of the season. Don't let the coach down.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.